Go loud.
They only care about one thing.
Yeah.
And one hole. Maybe two.
My boyfriend is trouble in the bedroom.
Like, I can barely talk during sex. I'm hardly going to buy a whip. Welcome to Home or Drink Extra Spice.
Dun, dun, dun.
Where we get a little bit spicy, a little bit rogue, frisky.
This might be the episode you want to turn down if your mom is around.
Oh, God. Any kids? Turn it off. Turn off immediately. Before we get started on Extra Spice, a big thank you to Penny's for sponsoring this episode. They actually, we've got some gorgeous new bits for a set as well.
We do.
We've got really nice bits. As temperatures rise, it's time to refresh your wardrobe as well. And Penny's have everything you need to do that in style.
Mm-hmm. From chic and comfortable swim sets to breezy linen cords. I can't get out with linen these days.
Yeah, you love a linen.
These aren't linen, but I love a linen pant and a little like tank top.
Yeah.
And Penny's have stunning ones. I got lovely, did I send them? I showed you a video of them, that like peachy orange color. I love that.
The stripy ones?
No, the plain ones. Oh. I sent them in the chat the other day.
Oh no, I didn't see.
Peachy linen kind of colored ones.
Oh, gorgeous.
They were really, really nice. So that's a bit of me. Effortless summer dresses. You'll find the perfect pieces for every occasion in Penny's.
With stylish travel accessories and cozy airport looks that make traveling a breeze, I actually seen, speaking of suitcases, the gold ones, you know, the metal.
Did you see the gold?
They were in the square. Yeah, gorgeous.
Oh, I should have went. I was only in
really
the square
nice.
Yesterday.
I know.
But I didn't go near the suitcase.
Yeah, really nice.
I need the gold.
Yeah, I've been in Penny's so much this past week.
Oh, we haven't stopped.
Obviously, haven't been away with them, so we had to. Yeah. Get all our bits, but oh, I haven't. Never, I'd say they're like, she needs to get out.
Yeah, get out, please.
Literally, stop. Yeah. Know me now.
Whether you're jetting off to sunnier skies or catching up with friends at home, Penny's has your summer style sorted.
We may not be able to predict Irish weather, but no matter what the skies are up to, you'll be stealing the spotlight, rain or shine.
Mm-hmm.
So we basically have bedroom dilemmas coming up.
Yeah.
That's what this is. So if you've any, now it doesn't, they're all anonymous, by the way. We don't ever
of
see
course.
Names.
No.
If you've any dilemmas at all about anything bedroom related or like,
anything you're...
It doesn't even need to be bedroom. Like, just anything sexual, like...
Yeah, anything you'd want to ask an older sister, maybe, if you don't have. Or
something
you want to ask in complete confidence and anonymity.
Yeah.
Whatever that word is.
Something you just wouldn't ask as a usual dilemma. Like, even like... Why am I thinking like shaving? Or like things like...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just a bit... And
silly
a bit more
things.
Spicy. That's not...
Yeah.
Not like about a boy or like... Well, it can be like right to a boy. But our usual episode is obviously like boy troubles, friendships, like things like that. But mm-hmm. This is more like...
Intimate things, maybe.
Intimate-y things. Yeah. Yeah. And we tried. We're not sexperts, but
no.
We'll try. Sorry, you can send them to our email address, by the way. It's homeidrink@goloudnow.com. This is the first dilemma. My boyfriend has been having trouble in the bedroom lately.
The way you read that, my boyfriend is trouble in the bedroom.
He insists that's nothing to do with me, but I can't help but feel like he just doesn't find me attractive anymore. Oh. I wouldn't be the most confident anyways, but it's knocked my confidence even more. Now, even when he is in the mood, I don't want to get naked in front of him because I'm self-conscious. It feels like a vicious cycle where I can't be sexy because I'm not confident and he's not able to get it up because I'm not sexy.
Oh no.
That has got nothing to do with you.
No.
By the way, nothing.
That's absolutely zero.
It's apparently 1 in 3 men have problems with that.
Erectile dysfunction.
Erectile dysfunction and getting up. And some men I know don't have it. Like, sorry, I don't mean men I know, but men that like, you know what I mean? Some men don't, like, they don't get it all the time. But like, I know people that get it when, I don't mean I know these people, you know what I mean? They like
her.
A lot of people can't get up when they drink.
Yep.
Or like certain things, or like it's just a very common issue.
Yeah, it's not a you issue either.
But it's not something people talk about, which I feel like makes it worse. Because you feel like you're the only one, or like it's only your boyfriend, or like, why do I feel like this? It feels very lonesome because you don't want to be saying things like that to your boyfriend or to other people.
I know, yeah, that's a bit
it's
like...
It's very intimate, like,
yeah.
That's why we're here.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
It's us.
It's not you at all, and there's definitely things that can be done.
Yeah.
There's a lot of ways these days to help that. Maybe it's something you can both look into together, because I think if you keep kind of ignoring it, and like it's going to have a knock-on effect because you're not going to have sex with him.
Yeah.
He's then going to feel shit. Like it's going to be, he's both feel shit in this.
No one
feels good in the situation. It's not fair. Sorry, it's not fair, but like to not address it together and try.
That would
come
be
with
fair
something. It's not fair about you, because you're going to, it's then going to knock on to the rest of your relationship, I think, as well. It has like such a knock-on effect. and it's knocking on your confidence, and like, I'm sure his confidence is on the floor as well. So it's just like very, very hard. Because then if you don't talk about it, he might think, oh God, she's not trying to have sex because she knows that I can't get up.
Yeah.
And then it's just like the unsaid things to each other that isn't good.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of options to help that.
Mm-hmm. But even like the way you say like about your confidence and stuff,
mm-hmm.
like Shara said, that is nothing to do with you. I can promise you now, your boyfriend finds you so sexy.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
it's so easy as a woman though to have it in your head to be like, oh God, he's going to see my saggy belly, or my, like, you can really brainwash yourself into thinking like, oh Jesus, no, I don't want to get undressed here. Oh no, the room's too bright. Oh no. And like, there's so many things that you overanalyze in your head.
100%.
I can promise you, he is not one bit concerned.
Yeah,
like,
not, yeah.
That is the last thing.
It's like they're just like tunnel vision. Like, they only care about one thing.
Yeah.
And one hole. Maybe two.
Maybe two, depending on what you're into.
Sometimes.
But I promise you, he is not concerned in that in the slightest.
No.
Like, it is hard to get yourself out of that rut in your head to be like, oh my God, no, he's going to think I'm horrible.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And then especially when it's the case of like, he can't get it up, automatically your brain's going to jump to, it's because of me.
Yeah.
It's not, no. That is his willy.
This needs to be, I think, a very open and honest sit-down conversation, and a very, like, I think both of you on either side can do things to help each other. Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, maybe if it's a case of you explaining to him how you're feeling about yourself, maybe it's a case of him maybe telling you a bit more, like, you look sexy. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
See the pants off. Yeah. You. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's small little things, like, and it's, I swear it's only from being in a healthy relationship, learning that, like, small little things that can be said to you make you feel like,
matter.
Like Rihanna said, the only girl in the world.
Yeah.
And it does make such a big difference.
It does.
It really does. So I think something like this, and then obviously there's things that you can do for him on his side that will maybe hopefully help him a bit more. But if it does need to be a deeper conversation, that's no problem either.
There's medical things.
Of course.
You can do, like, and also I could be wrong saying this, I don't know, but I think when a man is like under stress or like things, it gets worse.
Does it? Yeah.
So now that it's a problem and he knows it's a problem and you know it's a problem, like, he could be nearly working himself up and then it doesn't happen for him.
Yeah.
And then it's like a vicious cycle again. So it's about like really getting down to the point of it being like, how can we fix it together? We're talking to him like, you need to fix it, blah, blah, like, do it like in a together way.
Yeah.
Wrote on that journey.
Definitely, I think a sit down, very open and honest.
But it does make you feel like, happened to me once in the past, and you're like, oh, you do feel like, right, it's me. You're not thinking anything bad about the person. You're like, oh, right.
You're thinking he thinks I'm rotten.
Rotten. You do. That's where your brain, and it's not, and it's so untrue. But our brain is just, that's the first thing you think of, because genetically, like, or whatever, from like years ago, that's what happens when someone thinks you're nice. Then when it doesn't happen,
you're like, oh, I'm up.
You're like, I'm not nice. Yeah. Your brain's just going to go there. But that is not, don't let your brain tell yourself that, because it's not true.
No.
But yeah.
Yeah.
I love you. Sexy lady.
Yes. Dilemma two we have is, I ended up in my roommate's bed after a night out. Things got a little bit out of hand. We're both girls and I definitely never had this sort of experience before. I don't think she has either. I honestly don't know how to feel about it. I sort of just awkwardly walked back to my own bed in the morning, and we just haven't spoke about it, but it's given me a bit of a crisis. Does this mean I'm gay? I wouldn't have ever thought about it before.
Could be your gay awakening.
Could be. Why am I thinking of that video?
Video.
Did you ever see that video on TikTok? Why are you gay?
No, I've never seen it.
I think it's like an interview or something when your mom.
Who was he asking? Someone famous? Like,
no, I don't even know the context of the video. I don't know anything, but it's just a fella asking another fella, why are you gay? I don't know why that popped into my head. Anyway, maybe it could be a gay awakening.
Could be a gay awakening, yeah.
Maybe you're a little bit bi, maybe, you know?
But that could also be a completely one-time exclusive event that you just have done and you're like, tried it. I think it depends how you feel after it. Like, would you
do it again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That probably is the case.
I think, yeah. I think maybe if it's a thing of, oh, I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
That's actually a road I'd like to experiment with a bit more.
Yeah.
There's absolutely no shame in doing that. I get the whole thing of it being your roommate and it being like awkward and stuff. Yeah. But I think the more...
How do you go and make your cornflakes in the morning? That would be the same if it was...
Anyway. If it was a man and a
heterosexual roommate.
Yeah. It's not just the fact that it was two girls.
No, it would just be like...
I think though the longer you leave it, the more awkward it's going to get. I think this is the type of situation you need to come at with a sense of humour.
You'd have to be like round two.
Throw in a little joke here and there about it. Like, do you know what I mean?
I don't think it warrants, like, don't feel like you're having a crisis because you don't need to put a label on anything.
No.
You don't need to put a label on yourself. You don't need to be like, does this mean I'm this and that? Like, It doesn't matter.
No.
Like, that could be a one-time thing. That could keep happening. You could get with that person. Like, some people start their life getting with boys, end up getting with girls, the opposite around. Like,
putting a label on it, like you sitting there thinking, oh my God, am I gay? Am I not? Putting a label on that doesn't change you as a person.
No.
One single bit.
No.
If you decide then, oh, maybe I am gay. Does that physically change anything? Physically, mentally? Like, it doesn't change you as a person. So don't be thinking it's a crisis to be like, oh God, what if I am gay now? Who, in the best, nicest way possible, who cares?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? If it is something you want to explore a bit more. Mm-hmm. But I think it is something that you need to decide on. Like, you need to think about how you felt during it, how you felt after it, like I said. Like, and
compared to maybe other experiences with the opposite sex.
Yeah.
Things. But I feel like you don't need to give yourself a label. Don't start worrying in the future of, like, I feel like my brain and everyone's brain probably go to, like, oh God, what if I am? And then I tell everyone, like, your brain runs to things that haven't even happened yet or don't need to happen yet.
Yeah.
Like, you're not in a relationship. Like, nothing's actually happened or is set in stone. So just relax, enjoy it. Maybe it could be a thing, maybe it won't be, but it's nice to experiment in life.
Do you know?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that whatsoever.
Nothing wrong with that. Dilemma 3. I'm seeing a new guy and it's all going great. Only problem is he likes to be submissive in the bedroom. I wouldn't have much experience with all that kinky stuff. And I don't know if I have the confidence to be at it. We've had more vanilla sex that I really enjoyed. And he said he did too. But he also told me this is something he'd like to explore with me. I don't want to lose him, but I also don't know where to start. Like, I can barely talk during sex. I'm hardly going to buy a whip.
From one extreme to the other. Wait, so... only problem is...
That's funny.
He likes to be submissive.
Is submissive?
I don't know. I get confused with all this now.
Dominant.
So he wants her to be in control, and he wants to be submissive. Yeah. Is that the direction?
Yeah. That's hard because, like, what if she doesn't like that?
Yeah, what if she, like, some people just...
Do you still try it, like, and see if...
I think that'd be mad awkward. You dirty little bitch.
Do you have to say something?
I don't know. I don't know what you say.
Turn around and I'll spank you.
Yeah! Do you know what I mean? Like... Oh, what, I'm not into that.
See, I wouldn't be feeling dainty. And I always talk about feeling dainty.
Yeah, I don't know.
He would be dainty.
But that is a kink for some men to, like... Remember I told you about that video I saw online? And it was the girl and she walked to the park and your man was on his knees and she was just absolutely hurling abuse at him.
Oh, yeah.
And then he handed her a load of cash and she just walked away.
Thank you very much.
So...
I'm looking this up. What to do during submissive sex.
Yeah. Oh my God, Google how to be...
anyone sees my search.
How to be dominant.
Submissive
is obviously like...
Oh, six submissive techniques and tips.
Okay,
right.
Here we go. Hit us with these.
Oh wait, submission's not what we taught. Oh no, it is. Sorry. Many people introduce power dynamics into the bedroom, playing either submissive or a dominant role to heighten their pleasure and explore new and unique sexual fantasies. Tips to get started. Permission and punishment. Spanking and impact play using a hand whip paddle or crop to spank.
A paddle?
A crop? What the fuck is a crop?
Crop.
You can use spanking as foreplay before.
Oh my goodness.
Dirty talk, role play, outfits, and bondage. This is all part of submissive. I thought submissive was just you're telling them what to do or something.
So it's really, it can go.
Okay, sorry. We're not aware of this.
See, I feel like. Going down that kind of a road, it can really, like, boom. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it can...
How do you go from, like... I would rather something start off as that. I'd find it, like, nearly awkward going into doing things like that from just doing the vanilla. Normal. Do you know what I mean? How do you then start...
But, like, what if he said to you, I like to be submissive, I want you to be more dominant. You rock in a full bondage get up and he's like, here, that's a bit much for me. I'd want the ground to swallow me up. Imagine you with a mask and all on and he's just lying there going,
the cat man.
Fuck is this?
No, yeah. But he said he likes to be, so he's definitely done it.
You just need to tell him.
I think if it's something you want to do, which no pressure to do.
Yeah, you need to be comfortable with this.
Start off very, very small. If it is, she said she can barely talk. Maybe it is starting to talk.
Okay, yeah. And you need a handbook on on dirty talk.
It's trying something new is awkward, but
it's so
you're also with your partner who you know so well, you trust. Like, if something funny happens, it's funny.
It's funny, yeah.
It's not
you're
trying it with some random person. Like, it's the best person to make something funny out of. Like, if it's something funny, you can laugh together.
Your head is automatically going to go to, okay, if I'm about to try something new or say something I don't know, I feel like your brain will think the worst to try and protect yourself. So your brain is going to automatically think, right, if I try something new, if he gives me a weird look, I will be fucking mortified. Like, I'll die.
Yeah.
Your brain is going to think that in a way that you can control it happening and try and protect yourself. Whereas that's not going to happen, we hope to God.
No.
We hope that your partner, you're so comfortable with that if something is a little bit awkward and funny, like Char said, you can just laugh.
Yeah.
You can, okay, laugh.
And say, and be like, oh, I don't like that.
Oh, that didn't work.
Let's try something else.
Yeah.
You know?
That needs to be able to happen, but it all just boils down to you being comfortable. If you fear that it's going to turn into something that you're not going to enjoy or... Yeah.
I think it's nice
to just express that.
It's nice that he's expressed what he likes as well.
Yeah,
even that can be hard.
Yeah.
Is to be like, I like, because imagine she was like, what the fuck? Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, do you know? So even for him to say that must be hard. So I feel like it's about baby steps. If you want to try it, if you don't, that's fine too.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be going buying a sex swing. Like, just start off with small things. Maybe an eye mask, which you might have at home.
Oh.
You know?
Oh, what have you done with an eye mask?
I've never done that, but if you did want to use it, you could.
You could.
Guys, that was it for this week's Extra Spice. I love the spice.
That was fun.
Let us know if you have any more dilemmas and anything bedroom or ending sexy.
We love these. Yeah. Also, if any updates you want to send us in, updates from anything that we've hopefully maybe helped you with.
If you bought the whip, let us
know. Please keep us updated and send us an email in.
It's homeidrink@goloudnow.com. And you can write Extra Spice in the subject line, but you don't have to.
Yeah.
We'll still see you.
Well, no.
Well, we won't see it because it's anonymous, but our producer will see. That's it from us. You can see us or listen to us on Wednesday for our main episode and then Thursday for our full video.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see you then.
We'll see you then. Love you.
Love you.
Bye. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.